Hi, my name is Danny Morell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential.
And so the reality is, guys, is that there's a better version of ourselves out there. Yes or no? Yeah. Like there is, and there is in everything. There is in health. There is in prosperity. There is in finances. There's a better version of ourselves in the amount of wealth we accumulate. There's a better version of ourselves in the confidence that we have. There's a better version of ourselves in our thoughts. There's a better version of ourselves in our results, as a matter of fact, right? And so when I come to you and I say things like, hey, listen, everybody, I really think we should all join this camp thing. And I'll tell you why we should all join this camp thing. We should join this thing because, damn it, no matter what, man, they're creating results in this area called fat loss and weight loss, right? There's something within you when you are plugged in and when you're committed to the best version of yourself, listen to me, that you hear someone you trust give you some sort of advice, and guess what you say immediately with no questions asked? I'm in. Yes or no?
Yes.
Quite the contrary. There's something within you when you are not at 10, at level 10, right? There's something within you when you're like, yeah, you want to be the best, but you know, it's kind of if I don't actually become the best, you know what I'm saying? There's something within you that immediately you hear somebody that you trust, somebody that you respect, somebody that you know is looking out for you, and they say something like, hey, you know what? I think that you should do this, and guess what? What do you do? Tell me what you do. What does the mind do? Because it's not even you, it's your mind. What does your mind do? Come on, give me the excuses. We're all professionals at this shit. What is it?
I'm too busy.
I can't do it. What else? I'm too busy. What else?
I already got this going on.
What else?
I belong to another gym.
What else?
It's not hard enough.
What else?
It'll take too long.
What else?
I like to work out in the afternoons,
yeah. Which is bullshit because you never do it because you're too tired from work. What else? Yeah. It costs too much money. How much does it cost? What else? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
People, listen to me. We're bringing out into reality the way the mind works. Yeah. This is the way the mind works. This is what you call life. Life isn't that shit. That's just the way you've been accustomed to living life through the thoughts that you have on a day-to-day basis. You think that's your life. That's not your life, people. That's the way you think. There's a major difference between life, the reality of life, and what's going on in between these two ears. And so, and I'm going to tell you guys this, and I'm going to come strong because I love you guys, right? And you know, it's funny, I thought of a quote. I'm going to make an Instagram post, you know, very quickly here, because you know how much I hate this emoji, this one. I can't. That's the worst emoji ever made. I think that's the ego emoji. That really is the ego emoji. Because think about it. When the ego is present, what do you look like? You go, When the ego's not present, show me your body language. What do you look like? Whatever it takes, I'm fucking there. Let's go. Let's do it. Yes or no?
Yes.
So when I see this, it's almost like if, like, you know, like when the devil sees, like the sun? Or like when a vampire sees the sun, when I see that emoji, I'm like, no. I rebuke that from my life. I don't want anything to do with it. I literally physically moved the phone away from my body. So I'm gonna make a post soon. It's gonna say, slowly step away from the ego. Slowly step away from the ego. Why? Because when the ego is present, there's no learning. You can't learn, you can't grow. When the ego is present, the ego will do some crazy things for you. Crazy things to you. The ego will put you in a position where you were about to grow and take you out of that position. Because the ego will start telling you, yeah, you don't really need that. I'm just telling you this because that was me with the camp up until now. Don't ask me what happened. Anthony's been going to the camp this whole time, yes or no? I see the Goldinas. I see Lewis lost 26 pounds. Let me ask you a question. Who has 5 fucking pounds to lose? Okay, then get your ass in the camp. You know what I'm saying? If Lewis could lose 26 pounds, Jesse, how much did you lose?
26.
26 pounds. Look at his face. Jesse. look like that. And some of us are walking around like this talking about, nah, I don't need the fucking camera. Nah, my way is working. And you got your little dumbbells and everything, you go like this. And then you go back to sleep. And then you wonder why it doesn't work, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm telling you all this because I heard something today that was so powerful. I was listening to a podcast with Gary Vaynerchuk and Jessica Alba. Have you guys heard that one yet? If you haven't, you need to hear it, please. Because Gary Vaynerchuk and Jessica Alba, okay? You got to hear it. You got to go hear it. It is fire, fire. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not the most motivating thing in the world. That's not what it's intended to be. Sometimes you have to realize, guys, that motivation is the last thing you need. You know, motivation, you should be naturally fired up to go about your day, to go about your month, to go about your year, to go about your life in a way to get you a result. Typically, motivation comes from a focus that you have, right? I think of Zoram. Zoram's focus, everybody knows it. It's one focus. What is it? To be the number one agent in the entire company. There's no hiding it. That's his focus. That's all he wants to do. Yes or no? As a result of that focus, what does he do? He'll challenge himself. He'll play games with himself. Why do you think it's a coincidence Zoram just bought a Porsche and went to Hawaii? And some of us have been 10 years working hard like freaking burros and still haven't bought our dream car and don't go on a vacation. And he just pulled off both of them back to back. Have you noticed that? Yes or no? Do you think that's a coincidence? It's not a coincidence. It's that when you want to be the best in life, guess what you do? You start challenging yourself. You start stepping out. You start stepping into a realm of possibility. And when you step into that realm of possibility, guess what's possible? Whatever the hell you want is possible. But you'll never step into that realm of possibility if you first don't understand the most important thing that Jessica Alba said this morning. She was saying how early on as a little girl, she was taking these acting roles. I'm not gonna rob you of the entire experience, but she was saying how early on as a little girl, she was 12 years old. And she was getting into acting, and very early on, they would offer her roles, right? And they would offer her roles that were like, you know, she joked about it. She said like, if I didn't wanna show my boobs, then I didn't get the role, that sort of thing, right? And I respected her so much because she, you know, she said, I just knew what I wanted my brand to be. I knew what I wanted my brand to be. And I knew that I wanted to be relevant 10, 15, 20 years from now. Like I always knew that, even as a little girl, right? So question number one, do you understand what you want your brand to be? I really need you to think about that. Like is it important to you to show up every single day suited and booted? Every day. Because that's your brand, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is it important to you to be in the best physical shape possible? I mean, look, guys, I'm still not there, but you guys remember last year, I was hovering 188 all day long. I wasn't like that, but I was like, you know, I mean, I had them. They were there. Yeah? 176 today, I'll be at 170 by relentless period in the story. What happened? I finally just realized that's not the best version of myself. I can't get in front of you guys and tell you that there's more possible if I'm not the best version of me every single day. And I'm not afraid to confront it. I'm not afraid to deal with it. That's the problem with human beings nowadays. They're so like, you gotta like tiptoe around everything. Fuck, say the truth. You're fucking fat. You need to lose weight. That's it. Period in the story. That's it. Or you're broken, you need to make more money. Or you're afraid and you need to get more confident. Or you don't have a connection at home and you need to work on that. Or you work too hard and you don't have a relationship with your kids. Or you know what I'm saying? The quicker you are more direct with what's going on in your life, is the quicker that you can fix things. The quicker that you're more direct with what's going on in your life is the quicker that you can fix things. Robert, that's why, for the love of God, you need to move this weekend. Because let me tell you why. Here's what happens. We finally get exposed to the truth, and then we have this concept of someday, maybe, hopefully, if the stars align, doing something about it. then guess what you do with everything in your life? Someday, maybe, hopefully, if the stars align, doing something about it. Yes or no? Absolutely. It's the absolute truth, guys. It's the absolute truth. So the first thought I had for you guys was, are you clear with who your brand is? Your brand doesn't change. Your brand is consistent. Your brand has a look. Your brand has a feel to it. Your brand, I don't care what it is, by the way. Your brand may not be suit and tie. Your brand, like Steve Jobs, may be black turtleneck and jeans. Whatever. Do what you got to do. But just stay consistent with your brand. And the second point, Cirilo in purple. He loves purple, right? The second point, and this is the biggest one, and this is the one that if you finally listen, can change your life forever. Jessica Alba, I'm pulling away from the house. We just got the gate. The gate opens up. I mean, I don't feel like $1 million. I feel like $1 billion, to be honest with you, right? I pull away. I see my chocolate doors with the beautiful little handles on them. And then I'm driving down my driveway, right? And my driveway, the freaking gate opens up, right? It feels like it's saying, goodbye, Mr. Morrell. Go kick ass in life. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving out, and then I just happen to look back, and I'm like, you know what, man? I envisioned that shit. I received because I believed. There's nothing different from you and I. As a real estate salesperson, I was in your shoes 8 years ago. You know the only difference is? There's two differences. Ready? There's three differences. Number one, write this down. I was very clear with what I wanted my future to be. Very clear. I never once ever in my life thought about paying a bill. Never, ever. I never once in my life thought about money. I always, the future. The second difference between you and I right now, you ready? Number two, I didn't have a me in my life. Now the pressure's on you. I didn't have anybody like this in my life. I didn't have a class like this every single morning. I didn't have the sales meetings that we have. I didn't have access to have a conversation. I didn't have any of that. I had to figure it all on my own. Guess what that means? Pressure's on you. That means you need to become a millionaire much faster than I did. And the only reason you're not a millionaire is because you're not thinking about becoming a millionaire. You're thinking about, where am I going to get my money to pay my bills? So if you keep thinking about, where am I going to get my money to pay my bills, guess what happens? That's all you'll ever live for the rest of your life, people. I'm telling you because I love you. You will only always live a life that is, and you will always only have a business that gets you just enough to pay your bills. I never thought that ever. Like, you could get mad at me, you can be jealous, you go, whatever. I just think differently. You think differently, you receive differently. That's it, guys. And I'm trying to, like, share it with you guys. So you could buy a Porsche and you could go to Hawaii. That's the big key. Is this dude just listens with different antennas. That's it. This dude right here holding the camera just got himself a chef. He has a chef. He has a private chef that comes to his house and cooks him dinner every single night. Every single night. And he sends us pictures too. And I'll be honest, I'm pretty jealous that he has a chef, because now I want a freaking chef. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Some of you guys still haven't hired your damn first assistant, and you've been in business for like 15 years because you're afraid of paying somebody. See, that's all your head, people. That's all your head. You'll never get a chef if you can't hire a freaking assistant. You'll never get an assistant if you can't put your files in the hands of a TC because you're worried about the 325. Stop, man. That was the second difference, is that I didn't have this in my life. Whether you realize it or not, every day when we do this, it's a source. It's a reminder. It's something that can use to empower yourself. It's something that you can use to help remind you of what's really, really possible. That's the second thing. And the third difference, and this is the biggest one, is that I was never now focused. I've always been future focused. Always. Can I ask you guys a question? You guys hear me say I'm going to sell out the Staples Center, right? I know what the ego says. It's okay, because I know what the ego does, because I know when I say that, most people don't believe that. But do you know that literally every single day I take a small step towards that? Every day and everything that I do. Do you know that when I get home from the gym, I the only time I stop is to make my meal? Other than that, I'm working from the moment I'm doing something. Sometimes it's preparing this message. Sometimes it's going live. Sometimes it's writing the training manual for all the lead coaches. There's always something. Why? Because I'm thinking about the future. And I'm thinking about selling out Staples Center. And that's when Jessica Alba said this, and it just like cemented everything for me. She said the following. She said, I was a little girl at 17 and 18 years old, and I knew one thing. She said, I didn't want to be the same person in 10 years. I didn't want to be the same person in 10 years. Can we be real, like really real? Yes or no? How many people in our industry are doing the same production now that they did 10 years ago?
90%.
It's like everybody. It's the whole industry. Why? When we live in the greatest country on planet Earth, when we are creations of God, when we have the freedom to create whatever we want, why? One word, one thing, it's what's going on in the mind. You see, if I'm an agent and I'm stuck, I have two choices. Or if I'm a business owner and I'm stuck, I have two choices. Choice number one is what? I can look at being stuck and I can say, you know what? You know my brand is stuck. That's my brand. That's, you know, that's just the way life works. That's who I am. That's just, I'm stuck. I always am stuck. Or I can look at it and I can go, why am I stuck? Come on, Danny, be honest. Why? Why? You know, maybe I'm stuck because when it comes to the moment of pulling out the pen and asking for a signature, I'm afraid to do that. And whenever I'm afraid to do that, guess what? I let another opportunity slip out of my hands. And if I just did that, I could increase my revenues. I could increase my market share by 10 to 15% just with that. You know what? I'm going to work on that. Maybe I'm stuck, right? Maybe I'm stuck because when it comes time to get a commission or when it comes time to sell a contract or when it comes time to sign an agreement, in my mind, I believe that the only way to get it is to reduce my cost. I mean, heck, if you're in the real estate industry, I would think that too, because look at what all the brokers do. That's what they've been trained to do. See, nobody ever want to work on value. Nobody ever wants to work on themselves because that's the hard thing to do. Everybody wants the easy way out, cut the costs. Guess what? And that could be a very real fear, by the way. There's no problem, but address it. Maybe you're stuck because the lifestyle you live right now, I'm telling you some truth right now. The lifestyle you live right now, from the car you drive, to the clothes you wear, to the home you live in, to the amount you have in the bank, to whatever it is, maybe you're stuck because in your mind, I'm doing more than my deal did. I'm doing more than my mom ever did. Guess what? I'm cool. Guys, I got another, my goal is 100. I'm gonna live to be 100. I'll be 40 this year. I got 60 years to go. Trust me when I say a lot is about to happen in the next 60 years. If I'm not worth $1 billion with the value that I'm gonna bring to humanity, I failed. Damn, Danny, that's a lot of pressure. Yup, that's how big I think. See, when you think bigger, you allow yourself the room to grow. When you're focused on the future, Raul, right? And when you're focused on 10 years from now, Jessica Alba, now when you hear the way she thinks, is there any doubt why she's the owner of a billion-dollar brand? Nope. And so look, for some of us, man, we're just trying to get a listing. We're just trying to make a sale. We're just trying to get our business off the ground. That's fine. I get that. But what I'm telling you is the way you do that faster is to stop focusing on getting the listing and start focusing on who you want to become 10 years from now. That's the way to do that. That's the way to do that. Does this make sense, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Any questions, comments, concerns about anything? Remember something, people. Remember something. Get very real about what I'm about to tell you. The vehicle you have chosen to use on a day-to-day basis to create wealth for your family is the vehicle. That's the vehicle. That's the vehicle. I'm gonna blow your mind, but even when I was in real estate sales, I had 3 or 4 streams of income. Why? Because I realized that real estate sales was only a vehicle. Your job in life is to maximize that vehicle. Maximize it. Don't get stuck at 30 deals. You ain't maximizing it. Don't get stuck at 20. You ain't maximizing it. Guys, do you realize that it's all because of the way we think that our industry believes that selling 30 houses a year is a big deal? I did that my first year at 19. At 19, my first year, I'm telling you that so it pisses you off. My first year. I'll say it again, my first year. Why? Because I had a vision, I had a goal. I'm gonna get my family out of the ghetto and I'm gonna buy us a house. I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't satisfied. I was thinking about the future. Does this make sense, everybody? I'm telling you, like, this is one of those videos. I'm gonna post it on Facebook and on YouTube. You need to watch it and hear it over and over and over and over again. Because if you're stuck in any area of your life, I'm telling you the reason why is because you're too busy focusing right here instead of looking out there. And you have the ability and the freedom to choose to look out there. And once you start doing that, guys, life becomes powerful because you just start working towards this vision that you have. And whatever happens here, guess what? Okay, that's okay. No problem. No problem. Things stop bothering you as much. You become stronger. I mean, if I were to tell you some of the things we're dealing with right now, but guess what? It doesn't even bother me. It's 25 to 30 times more stressful than what you're probably dealing with right now. But it doesn't bother me. Why? I'm not so weak that I would let my mind, my future, my family, my promise, my vision, that I would let all of that be altered by one little situation? One bad file? One bad month? One bad quarter? That's how weak I am in my mind? No. You have the power to be that strong, guys. You have the power to choose. You have the power to think differently. You have the power to look at why you're stuck, to address it head on, and to do something about it and make that change. And the best thing yet is that we're here to support you in the process. Does that make sense? Exactly. Who's gonna lead us? Who's gonna lead us? George is gonna lead us. Give it up for George, everybody! Give it up for George! Come on, George! Fire!
Now I am the voice!
Now I am the voice!
I will lead, not follow!
I will lead, not follow!
Create, not destroy!
I will create, not destroy!
I
will
believe, not doubt!
I will believe, not doubt!
I am a force for good!
I am a force for good!
I am a force for God!
I am a force for God!
I am a leader!
I am a leader!
I am a leader!
I am a leader!
Defy the odds!
Set a new standard!
Step up!
Step up!
Step up!
Step up!
Step up!
Step up!
High fives all around! High fives all around! Let's go! 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 Raulito. Good morning. Let's go. You will not be the same person 10 years from now. Under no circumstances. Hey, thanks for watching, guys. Make it a great day. I'll post it on YouTube a little bit later. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. And remember, never miss another live episode by going now to facebook.com/danny.morell.page. We'll see you every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it would mean the world to me if you could head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review about what you've experienced by being a part of this show. See you next week. Bye-bye.